Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the DBM Strategy Call, our weekly get-together where we cut through the noise to break down what's actually moving the money, the geopolitical chessboard, and the future of digital assets.
That's right, John. And today, we're digging deep into the latest macro and geopolitical developments shaping Bitcoin and the broader blockchain space.
Exactly. As ever, there's lots of media noise right now about wars, inflation, and upcoming crypto regulations. But if you get above the canopy, look past the headlines, and read the actual capital flows, a very clear picture emerges.
Let's start with the macro side, because the plumbing of global finance is shifting fast. For decades, the system ran on a simple cycle. Oil priced and settled in U.S. dollars. Those dollars were cycled into U.S. treasuries, yielding interest that flowed into U.S. markets and military defense contracts. It's the classic petrodollar loop.
But that loop is frame. Nations across the Middle East and the BRICS bloc are increasingly settling energy trades in local or alternative currencies. They might still price in dollars for benchmark purposes, but settlement is diversifying.
And notice where the Gulf nations are reallocating that capital. Instead of just stacking low-yield U.S. treasuries, they've been aggressively buying up equity and voting rights in Western AI infrastructure, robotics, and energy refining, often alongside mega-institutions like BlackRock.
That's a huge structural shift. Add to that the unwinding of the Japan carry trade as the Bank of Japan raises interest rates, plus ongoing friction in the euro-dollar market, and you realize the traditional central banking playbook is facing structural cracks.
Meanwhile, on the domestic economy, commercial banks continue expanding debt loads. Here, we hit on a harsh reality. The current debt-based financial model relies on turning individuals into collateralized debt obligations through mortgages, credit cards, and sticky inflation. Losses get socialized across taxpayers, while profits get privatized at the top.
Meanwhile, on the geopolitical front, every time tensions flare in the Middle East or Eastern Europe, mainstream media starts shouting World War III. But if you follow the money, the markets tell a very different story, something called bounded escalation.
Spot on. The capital markets aren't pricing in total global collapse. They're pricing in high-stakes negotiations. Behind the scenes, regional power realignments are taking shape, like China brokering ties between Iran and Saudi Arabia, or discussions around massive multi-hundred-billion-dollar regional stability funds.
It all points towards a transition to a multipolar world order, where the U.S. operates more as a regional power, while powers like China and the Gulf nations build alternative economic corridors like the Belt and Road.
But there's a dark side. As military conflicts reach negotiation phases, the traditional military-industrial complex, financial-industrial complex, and technical-industrial complex pivot. To maintain revenue, these aligned interests shift focus towards domestic surveillance, digital tracking, and managing civil unrest.
Which brings us once again to the heart of the matter, the battle for Bitcoin and digital freedom. On one side, you have the FIC, TIC, and captured politicians pushing for centralized control grids, programmable CBDCs, surveillance frameworks, and crypto legislation designed to act as a Trojan horse.
That Trojan horse aspect is critical. Under the guise of protecting consumers or standardizing crypto, institutional players like BlackRock and legacy Wall Street firms are positioning themselves to act as the primary gatekeepers of digital wealth. If they control the access points, self-custody and peer-to-peer sovereignty get squeezed out.
Exactly. Sovereign individuals are in a race to build and maintain decentralized, permissionless networks before these institutional control grids lock into place. Bitcoin was built specifically to break away from the debt enslavement cycle and the whims of central planners.
And this is where the biggest warning comes in. Do not fall for the divide and conquer narrative. The political machine and algorithmic media channels thrive on splitting people into warring tribal factions. Left versus right, nation versus nation, capitalism versus socialism. While everyone is fighting culture wars on social media, the alignment of financial, technical, and political elites quietly rewrites the underlying financial rails again.
Right. Your political vote alone won't fix a structurally captured system where lobbies call the shots. You vote with your money, your code, your custody choices, and your independent actions.
Exactly. So what are the key takeaways and actionable realities we can all apply?
Great question. First up, we recommend reading the money, not the headlines. Markets show bounded negotiations, not unchecked escalation. Pay attention to sovereign fund movements and currency settlement shifts. Next, beware Trojan horse regulations. Institutional integration of Bitcoin brings liquidity, but it also risks stripping away self-custody rights if users cede control to legacy custodians. Reject algorithmic polarization. Recognize that outrage algorithms are designed to keep retail investors distracted while global financial rails are restructured.
Last but not least, focus on individual sovereignty. Maintain self-custody, build parallel decentralized infrastructure, and understand the mechanics of the monetary system to protect your wealth.
As the world shifts from a unipolar dollar standard into a complex multipolar digital era, staying calm and recognizing the bigger picture is your greatest asset.
Couldn't agree more. Don't get distracted by the noise and stay focused on your goals underpinned by a solid, sound money balance sheet you own in self-custody and enhanced by as many income-creating platforms and activities as you can build over time. As ever, the DBM community are with you every step of the way, especially as we prepare and consolidate mature project exits and liquidity events. Join us every Monday, 11 a.m. UTC, to run through the latest actions we are taking live week over week. See the show notes for access to this week's DBM Strategy Part 2, and see you next time.